Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
And thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome to the show. Hope you guys had a great weekend. This weekend, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening. And those who are listening via my show page at blogtalkradio.com, thank you for listening in to the show. as well. Again, I hope you guys had a great weekend, and thank you. Just thank you for being safe this weekend. Thank you for being back. I guess that's the man upstairs that has given you that opportunity to have another day here. So thank him as soon as possible, okay? The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, guys, you can follow the show on Twitter and Facebook as well as Blog Talk Radio. So if you're on Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set up how you want to follow the show, whether it's text messages or emails. And then you can follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account, go to the top of the page in the search box there and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And the show page should come up there, and go ahead and do what you do and get connected with the show on Facebook. You can also follow the show on Twitter. I'm live on Twitter at The Frank W Show. The Frank W Show on Twitter. Okay? So that means whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So, here we go. Now, our show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that office number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your tax needs. Okay? So, give them a call today, 770-732-0244. So, guys, I'm contemplating something here. I'm contemplating having a Sunday show. I was thinking about having a Sunday show as far as just doing something that would something that would, you know, help us out on Sunday. And I'm saying this, I'm contemplating this because a lot of us don't get to go to church on Sunday. Okay? And because of that, sometimes you're not feeling up to it. Sometimes you just say on Friday that I'm not going on Sunday. Sometimes you say on Saturday I'm not going on Sunday. So, what I'm saying is that if I do a show on Sunday morning, just a half hour, okay, then I could do some reading on Sunday from the Bible. And we can pick up some stuff from the Bible. So I'm contemplating doing a Sunday show. Not any kind of preaching or anything like that. That's not me. But I am contemplating doing a Sunday show just to do some reading for my audience. Okay. You may not listen in, or you may listen in, but I believe that I'm going to start doing a Sunday morning show for us, not only you, but for me as well. I don't get a chance to go to church every Sunday, But I'm not against going to church every Sunday. Some people go to church every Sunday, and that's great. But most people don't get a chance to go to church every Sunday, okay? Even, you know, even the pastor's not there every Sunday. So I'm going to start doing something, a little something on Sunday, just to get some of our church stuff in, okay? All right, so here we go. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, weigh in on the subject. Today's subject is highly controversial. Today's subject is something that's been around since, I guess, early times before before some of the Englishmen came to these United States and took over. Now, once that happened, then this word of racism comes in. Today's topic is, why is racism still a problem in the United States? Why is racism still a problem in these United States today, 2013? Why is it still a problem? Now, I'm not going to talk to you guys from some type of, from some article I read on the internet or some piece I did from a book. And things like that. I'm going to talk to you guys straight from my heart. Okay? This is a huge subject. Okay? And, you know, I have a platform here that I can put out about this subject. Some of you guys can't say some of the things that I may be able to say on the radio. So I'm going to say them, okay? And again, this is straight from me, from my heart. Why is racism still a problem in the United States? Now, I came up with this topic, like I said, because it's something that's still very, very relevant in this day and time. Now, you know, a lot of you may say that it's getting better and things like that, and it may be. But there's still a problem of racism in the United States, and it's going to be that way. Let me say this. It's going to be that way until some of the older people die off and go on, okay? Because it, you know, as heavy as racism was years ago, let's say 70 years ago, as heavy as racism was 70 years ago, and I don't know about that because I'm not 70 or so years old, but I know that there was racism 70 years ago, heavy racism 70 years ago. There was heavy racism 50 years ago. Heavy racism 40 years ago, and so on and so forth. But as the years go, and people have kids and start to teach their kids a little better ways of handling racism or being a racist person. Now, being a racist person means that you don't like someone because of their race, okay? That's being racist, okay? When you start to not like someone because of their race, and because you don't even know them or anything like that, you just because of them being their race, then that's racism. Okay? So, and what I'm saying is the older people are teaching kids to be racist or have racism against someone simply because of their race. Now you can't help what your race is. Okay? You can't change it. Okay? Some people try to get away with trying to grab into another race because of maybe their skin color. They try to get by as that race of people. But, you know, there was a movie. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's an old movie from long ago. I don't know the name of it. Maybe you guys can call in and tell me the name of that movie. But there was a black lady, an African American lady rather, that was a maid for a white family, and she had a baby, and this pretty little girl grew up with the white family, and she was, like I said, she was very light skinned. She grew up with the white family, and because of her mom being the maid for the white family, she was going to school with white kids. She was being, known as a white little girl. And then she didn't like her mom because her mom wasn't white. She was African American. And then come to find out, her mom got sick, and she treated her mom like crap. I mean, treated her like crap. I don't know if you guys know this movie, but it's an older movie, and it was from back in the day. But then her mom got sick, and she died. And the little girl came back for the funeral, and she was just torn apart because she had treated her mom like she wasn't her mom, but that was her biological mother. And I just can't grab a hold of the movie right now. But, you know, that was a form of racism against her own parent. Okay? But, you know, the reason that racism is still a problem in the United States right now, like I said, is because of older people and them teaching their kids racism and how to not like people simply because of their race. And that's a problem. But now it seems that, you know, things are kind of finally turning around, because now a lot of white kids and black kids and Latino kids and Asians, yeah, all of these guys are growing up together now in the United States, because the United States, quote unquote, supposed to be a free country. So that now that the other races of people, Asians and Latinos and all these type of people, are coming into the United States to live, now they're having kids, and their kids are growing up in schools and going to college and being friends and everything with each other. Back in the day, that wasn't happening. You know, segregation was the thing back in the day that segregated, you know, blacks and whites. So now the reason that racism is still a problem, like I said, is because of the older generation trying to teach the younger generation racism and teaching them to not like people simply because of their race. And that's a problem. If you don't give people the benefit of the doubt and learn who they are, what they stand for, then once you learn that stuff, you can walk away from them or you can be friends with them. That's up to you. You know, you have to watch the people who you're friends with. I'm going to be doing a show about that soon, about the quality of people that you hang around, that you befriend, people that you're with that's not good for you. Don't have the same goals in mind that you have. Maybe not the same goals that you have, but they have goals to be better people and move in the right direction, okay? Everyone has problems. You know, that's a part of life. You know, I have problems. Everyone has problems. That's a part of life. It's how you deal with those problems is what gets you further in life. Understand that. And the problem of racism, if you're going to be racist towards another person simply because of their race, you're not going to make it very far. Even if you think that you're doing this and it's good for you or maybe the people that you run with, then it's still going to fall to the point where the people that you run with, even though they may be the same race as you are, at some point, those people are going to look at you and say, hey, you know, we friends and all, but I can't hang out with you because you're racist. I'm not. We gotta part ways because I'm not like that. You are. I don't want to deal with you. Okay? Then that's a decision that friends make. Okay, and all the time, people are in these situations. Now, I've had times when I think that people may not have liked me because of my race, but that's their problem. It's not my problem. I didn't grow up like that. My mom didn't teach me that. My dad didn't teach me that. My grandparents did not teach me to be racist against a person because of their race. No. That wasn't me. So because I wasn't taught that away, then now that I have kids that are getting to be, you know, adults, I've never taught my kids to be racist towards someone because of their race. Never, and never will, because I wasn't taught that. So the problem of racism comes from the older generation of people. The older generation of people trying to teach their kids to be racist against other people simply because of their race. I was not brought up like that. So that's the problem of racism right now in the United States. And until those older people die off in a gun, then the problem will start to be minimal until at some point, maybe not in our lifetime, it's gone away. It's almost like this. The big department store, Sears department store. You know, when Sears started off, they made pocket watches. When Sears started, they made pocket watches. And you can go back and read about Sears when they started if you want and see if I'm telling the truth. Go back and verify. Sears started off making pocket watches. Now they're this huge conglomerate that sells everything from clothing to yard equipment. Okay? And they started off wearing pocket watches. Excuse me. You said, Frank, how does you know, cut into, you know, tie into racism? Well, you didn't know that Sears, you know, started off selling pocket watches. The only way you would know that is it had to be some older person from way back that knew how Sears started to tell you that that's how Sears started, because all you know is Sears as it is today. So what I'm saying is that's how racism continues to be a problem, is because the older people, the older generation, are telling the younger generation how to be racist, or how to continue the racism. And I think that's not fair to the younger generation. And, you know, it's got to stop at some point. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, weigh in on the subject. We're talking about racism in the United States. Now, when I was, like I said, I wasn't brought up or nurtured in racism and being against someone simply because of their race. That wasn't me. I grew up in 11 family, 11 mom, 11 grandmom, grandparents. That's how I grew up. I did not grow up hating people. I did not grow up hating people because of their race. I learned later on in life that some races did dislike people because of their race. Found that out. Okay? And your kids gonna find that out. And, you know, they're going to find out what happened. They're going to find out how things were. They're going to make a decision on whether to not like someone because of their race. It's all over. They can find it at any time on the internet. They can find out what happened a long time ago. But it's up to you as a parent, or it's up to you as a friend of that person to help them figure it out. Help them not to be racist against someone because of their race. Okay? So be conscious of that, guys. You know, don't hate someone because of their race. You know, if you're befriending someone and you become friends with them and they treat you the way you treat them, which is good, then you don't have a problem with them. Now, if they break off at some point and start to treat you differently because of your race, then you have to reassess their friendship with you. Now, thank you guys for listening to the show. We have about 30 seconds left in the show. I know I've been blasted today. I blasted because of this show. Take care of yourselves, guys, and join me in about 23 and a half hours. I have a great topic for you tomorrow. Listen in, 10 o'clock a.m. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. This is Frank. I'm over.
Fun.